Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by ClienTech. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing how Northeast Georgia Health System adopted GlideCone thanks to an internal champion. And, you know, our mission for this deep dive into the source material is straightforward. We want to analyze what happens when you take high-risk manual insulin math out of a nurse's hands at, like, 2 a.m.
Right, and how making that single change fundamentally protects both your patients and, frankly, your hospital's operating margin.
Exactly, because, I mean, to understand why this is such a critical shift, you really have to look at the frontline friction at Northeast Georgia Health System, or NGHS.
Yeah, what did that actually look like on the floor?
Well, they were heavily reliant on traditional paper protocols for insulin infusions. So picture a nurse in the emergency department managing a patient with DKA, you know, diabetic ketoacidosis.
Oh, man, that is an incredibly stressful situation.
It really is. And with paper protocols, that nurse is using like a static flow chart on a clipboard to manually calculate these complex 4E insulin adjustments.
While the patient's blood sugar is probably fluctuating wildly.
Exactly. It's rapidly changing, which causes major delays in time-sensitive DKA treatment.
Which just sounds like a massive bottleneck. I mean, if we know human calculation under pressure introduces dangerous variables, why have paper protocols survived this long?
Mostly inertia, honestly.
Yeah.
System-wide change is just hard, but the cognitive load is massive, and that's where their internal champion, Hannah Day, stepped in.
Right. She advocated for standardizing care with Blue Commander, right?
Yeah, which is the FDA-cleared intelligent algorithm inside GlideCone. So instead of a nurse doing math on the fly, the software pulls the patient's data directly from the EHR.
Oh, so it just adapts dynamically to the patient's actual insulin sensitivity.
Precisely. It tells the nurse exactly how to adjust the drip. It completely removes the guesswork.
Which is huge. And looking at the broader clinical data across the sources, I mean, the impact is staggering. Genesis Healthcare hit a 99.8% reduction in severe hypoglycemia.
Wow. Wait, almost 100%?
Yeah, literally 99.8%. And Advent Health compared GlideTech directly against a competitor system, EndoTool, and saw 62.6% fewer preventable adverse drug events.
Which is massive for patient safety.
Definitely. And that safety naturally improves the nursing workflow, too. We're talking about saving up to 72 minutes of nursing time per IV insulin patient per shift.
That is over an hour per shift. That's incredible.
Right. Plus, because the algorithm handles the adjustments, hospitals see a 75% drop in first-time calls to providers asking for dosage clarifications.
Okay, but I am going to push back on that a little bit as a strategist. I mean, streamlining workflow is clinically fantastic, obviously.
Yeah.
But if I'm a hospital CFO, how does reducing nursing math at 2 a.m. translate into hard executive-level ROI? Like, soft time savings don't always, you know, move the needle for the board.
That is the exact right challenge. And the answer is that those clinical safety improvements directly drive down length of stay.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. When a patient's blood sugar is kept in a safe, tight range without those hypoglycemic crashes, they just heal faster and get discharged sooner.
The case studies definitely back that up, too. Across these deployments, there's a 3.18-day average reduction in length of stay.
Which is huge for operations.
Yep, that is where the hard ROI lives. I mean, Riverside Healthcare tied that reduced length of stay directly to $2.6 million in avoided costs.
Wow.
Which is a 467% return on investment. And Kaweah Delta documented an incredible $9.7 million in annualized savings. You're just freeing up beds faster.
Exactly. And, you know, getting patients stabilized isn't just an internal operational goal anymore. It's becoming a massive regulatory imperative.
Oh, right. The new CMS changes.
Right. CMS is now tracking severe hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia as hospital harm ECQMs, electronic clinical quality measures.
So essentially, if a patient's blood sugar crashes because of manual dosing error, it directly hits your hospital's quality score.
It does, which feels like a massive blind spot for a lot of hospital leadership right now.
Definitely. I mean, if your facility is still relying on sliding scale insulin or unvalidated EHR calculators, you are practically begging for clinical variation.
Oh, 100%. And under these new CMS rules, if your hospital fails to report on these ECQMs, you face a compounding 25% forfeiture of your annual Medicare payment update.
Wow. The penalty structure is just unforgiving.
It really is. The days of treating glycemic management as just an isolated pharmacy or nursing headache are totally over.
Right. The clinical risk and the financial exposure are completely intertwined now. If an algorithm can prevent those adverse events, it's not just a safety tour.
No, it is literal financial armor.
Exactly. So we want to leave you with this final thought to mull over. If your health system's glycemic performance metrics were publicly reported tomorrow, would your board be ready to defend them? Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a GlideTech podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glidetechtech.com.